This is The Beat, a podcast series that keeps you in the know about the latest community policing topics facing our nation.
This is Catherine McQuay with the Cops Office, and today we are with Chief Ron Davis with the East Palo Alto Police Department. And the East Palo Alto Police Department is the only department in the state running a reentry program with the Department of Corrections. And Chief, we wanted to ask you how that came about and what it's all about.
Well, first, thanks for having me on your show, on this podcast. It started in 2006. Actually, I had a police officer that was shot and killed by a parolee who had been out of prison for less than 3 months. And so working with our legislator, we actually crafted legislation that required the Department of Correction to start a pilot program in East Palo Alto for reentry. And the focus was partnering the police department, the local community, and the Department of Corrections to deal with reentry services. So it balances program services along with enforcement services. And so as a police department, that means we're the only department in California that runs a reentry program. So we run a day reporting center, which provides cognitive life skills training from GED to financial management to anger management. We have a parole reentry officer, which is one of my officers full time, that helps with the counseling, mentoring, and enforcement. We also have a job component where they get paid $10 an hour to work with the Department of Transportation on the freeway, doing litter abatement. And so it brings a unique approach to where we, as a part of our program, we partner with at least five community-based and faith-based organizations to provide services. So that's why it's called the East Palo Alto Community-Based Coalition.
Why should law enforcement be involved in reentry?
You know, my basic concept is one, you can't address crime without addressing recidivism. Equally important is people were not born in prison. They were born in communities, and they lived in communities before they offended and went to prison. So to abdicate your responsibility as a community to the state corrections department for someone that's lived most of their life in your community and not in prison, I think is missing the point. And reentry, to me, only works if local communities embrace the idea that the people coming out of the community are your residents, they're coming home and they need services, otherwise they will recidivate. And if we don't address it this way, then the only thing left for them is incarceration. The old phrase of all you have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail. So I think local government, especially police departments, have to take responsibility that reentry is a core function of the new police department.
What's been the reaction of your officers?
Initial, wanting to know why we would do this. Reentry to them meant that it was my job to re-enter you back into prison if you violate it. But if watching a transition where the officer who's assigned parole reentry looks at the parolees in a different light, and equally important, they look at him in a different light, there's a true partnership. The officers see the benefit of understanding who's on parole, the challenges they face. So when there are violations, we have a lot more knowledge and intelligence. And it has brought a lot more legitimacy to the department as us being viewed more of trying to solve problems and not just trying to put people in jail. And at the end of the day, it has resulted in a recidivism rate of less than 20%, which is lower than the state average of 70, and has resulted in a 16% crime reduction in the city and like a 30% reduction in homicides.
What's been the reaction of the community to the police involvement in reentry?
You know, the greatest thing was there's this issue of not in my backyard, NIMBY. And so initially the program was East Palo Alto only, but because of budget crisis in the state, they asked us to expand the services. And I'll quote one of my council members, "Chief, do what you have to do to make this program survive." So they're willing now to accept parolees outside the community, in the community, in order for the parolees in our community to have service. So I think the idea that an entire culture of community to embrace the idea of reentry is going to be very exciting, and it's very exciting. It should be very successful.
With the tight budget situation, is this something that will make the economics better or worse?
Oh, definitely worse. The job programs are tough. As people that are not on parole are having problems finding jobs, so imagine if you are on parole. The state is cutting hundreds of millions, if not billions, from reentry and from programs, so we're still subject to getting cut every year. So one of the big challenges we have now is to go outside of Department of Corrections and try to raise monies through federal grants, through private foundations. So it's going to be a fiscal challenge every year.
Is it something you think you can sustain?
I think we have to. Matter of fact, this year, was my contract this year, if it goes through, will look different in that the parole reentry officer and the enforcement component will be picked up by the city. In other words, it's so valuable to me that we're going to offer it as in-kind services so that all of the annual funds that we get will go to his program services. So that now will be an equal match. And I think it demonstrates the importance to local government.
I would think it would be a big help to the Department of Corrections.
It should be. They say for every person that does not go back to prison, is about $50,000 a year.
Do you think this is something that could serve as a model for other departments, how you're doing it?
We hope so. I don't know if every department can do it. I think individual jurisdictions, depending on the number of parolees, regional concepts, but I think people can embrace the idea of reentry locally, that the local police have a role in it. We hope that it is going to be replicated throughout the state and throughout the country.
What would the biggest challenges be for a department that wants to emulate this?
One, stepping out of the comfort zone and engaging in a practice that historically is not that of the police department. Two, convincing communities that parolees deserve, quite frankly, this is counterintuitive, but you have to convince people that parolees deserve a second chance. And take away the misnomers about bringing parolees into the community and try to convince people, as we did in our community, that whether you have a program or not, that the parolees are coming home, they're already in your community. The only question is what service do you want to provide them to reduce their recidivism rates.
Well, congratulations on the success you've been having, and thank you for sharing your program with us.
Thank you very much.
The Beat was brought to you by the United States Department of Justice Cops Office. The Cops Office helps to keep our nation's communities safe by giving grants to law enforcement agencies, developing community policing publications, developing partnerships, and solving problems.